This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Monday. It's a great day. It's going to be a great week. Oh, I'm just trying to convince myself, you know? It's like you always say, Vin, paste a smile on your face, you're 15% happier or something. Some story like that. All right, let's get to some more stories. Here's the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That is Fremont Bank, my friends. Fremont Bank.
Nice.
I got a question for you.
All right. I'm ready.
Before we get started. Have you taken the census?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you finished it?
All right. I think so.
Bryn?
I think I did it a while ago.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe I
it's
haven't.
One of those things. I've been like, you guys, can you postpone this till next year? It's just not a good time.
Well,
but I realize at this point,
take long.
I'm gonna. I've heard actually it does take long, and if you stop in the middle of it, you have to start over. Like it doesn't save what you've done so far.
Oh, you're taking it? They're not mailing it? You know what? I definitely haven't taken it then this year. I mean,
yeah.
When do you take it? Every 10 years?
I don't know, but it's online.
Last time
yeah,
it was just a mail-in thing. No, I didn't even know that.
Nicole?
No. Well, I don't know.
Right.
No.
That's weird. So. We don't know. How can we not know?
I know.
If you knew, if you did it, you'd know. Because it's one of those things. It's sort of like doing those training classes at work where they take way longer than they need to. And you never forget that you did it because you were like, I lost an hour and a half of my life to that. Because they figured out you can't push forward. You better stop and read all. Take more time.
Spend some more
time. As you're all like,
yeah.
skip.
You know, if it's available to me and I haven't done it, that's actually saying something. Because I'm happy to take the census. I see the value in it. I know why we do it. And I guess I've been waiting for something to come in the mail because I've always ever done that.
Here's what you would have gotten.
Okay,
you would have gotten
me.
A specific number that you would have entered in, and it would have represented your home location. It's a sort of a census ID number, which I'm going to do it this week. I haven't done it, and that's why I bring it up. I feel like most people have lost this in the year. It's just become way low on the priority list.
God, I have to ask John. That's
Hopefully he did it, and then you're off the hook.
And we definitely got a piece of mail about it, but I looked at it, I'm like, this isn't the census. And I think I just recycled it. I was waiting for the thick thing that comes that you do, you fill it out, you put it in the envelope, and you send it back. Like the olden days, Ben.
Apparently it's super easy online right now. It should take no more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, it should be quick, right?
All right. Well, this is me trying to remind you, as I've put it on my list of things to do this week, that maybe you can put it on your list too. Apparently, it's super important.
I don't have my access code. Yeah,
it's
for
like
everything.
All of this money that states get has to do with us saying how many people live in our house.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, there's your public service announcement, everyone.
Well,
I also wanted to mention that big AstraZeneca vaccine trial that had to hit pause because a person had a bad reaction to it. They're already back up and running. They decided it's still safe, and the trial resumed over the weekend. So it shouldn't cause a big delay. And hopefully that's just someone who had some kind of condition that they'll have to obviously decide. Right. Is this a problem, or is this something we can warn people about, or what? But anyway, back on track, everyone. I don't like this next story, but I'm going to do it anyway because some of you love TikTok, and apparently this guy's name is Noah Willie. Will. 19-year-old Noah Willie just shared his trick on TikTok for getting free food all year long.
Oh, what's the trick?
Okay. This is goes back to that morally vacant thing young people have a tendency towards. I certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
He has decided he will sign up for a different birthday meal with every different company in the world. So, for example, at Burger King, his birthday is January 2nd.
Oh.
At McDonald's, his birthday is January 3rd. At Applebee's, his birthday is January 4th. Apparently, all these companies, if you sign up and give them your info, they'll send you a birthday meal. And so this guy's big trick is a coupon for a birthday meal, I should say.
See.
But that's his trick. So he has that you can get birthday freebies like free dessert, free entrees, free appetizers, free milkshakes, depending on... Yeah, of course, you got to keep track of all the free stuff that you've signed yourself up for.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, he sounds like a computer whiz, so I'm sure he's having no problem with that. The kid's going to get fat.
Yeah.
First thing I thought, if you eat out and you get your free desserts and your Burger King every day, the year after, he'll be signing up for free birthday days at gyms.
Yeah, I'm not into it, but I thought I'd mention it because it's apparently he's a
it's
TikTok
fun.
Guy.
Free stuff is fun and food is great, so
I know you
I
and
can
Bryn
get
are
behind
big
this.
On TikTok too. So you know,
I've cooled off a little on TikTok. I just
when were you last on TikTok?
It's been a while. Yeah, sometimes
you cycle through stuff really fast. I don't know what's going on over there, but
yeah,
your burn factor is quick.
Well, that's because I'm so immersive. Like, I just put myself into something and I do it until I can't do it anymore. But TikTok was never that. I mean, TikTok was sort of fun and I would watch those and I'd see a lot of the people would repost them on Instagram. So I'd see a lot of them there and then I'd click over. And now I just don't click over. I don't have an hour to waste. I got rocks to paint, man. These rocks ain't going to paint themselves, man. You know, very important work.
Well, here. They look great. I mean, I don't know what this thing... What did you call it? Marauding?
Mandala?
Mandala!
Yeah.
I was close. I had the M right.
So close.
Yeah.
No cigar.
Anyway, file things, man. I got to include a few more letters. They just go in one big M file, and then from there, I'm guessing. Anyway, I do like it. It looks really cool,
the
stuff you're doing.
It is quite enjoyable. I know that if I could go outside, it would sit and gather dust on the table. I'd love to get back to my garden, but it's just hard to be out there.
Have you planted any of the rocks for discovery yet or what?
No, ever since I started painting them, like less than a week ago or whenever it was, maybe it was last weekend, there's been no days to go out. So, next time I go on a walk, my plan is to slip one in my pocket every time I leave the house. And I never leave the house.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know.
I don't know how you do it. This is something, when I read this story, I thought, oh, this is the olden days. When you watch the television show Mad Men, you see the office place from the 60s. This is a show that's long concluded, but excellent. You wouldn't think you'd want to watch people at work, but you do. It turns out it's really good. But each of them has a bar in their office. This is the days when you would walk into the office and have your first drink right upon before you sit down, as a matter of fact.
They were creative types then. I mean, they were.
Right. They say here that happy hour can start a little earlier when you're working from home. So a new survey looked at the states that do the most drinking on the clock.
Oh.
Because, you know, you do have your home bar right there around the corner from you since you're at home.
This is a hard day.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick stop off at the bar.
2,000 people were asked if they've ever had an adult beverage during work hours, and over a third said yeah. It's higher in some states than others. Alaska was number one. Two-thirds said yep. I have
well,
a drink
like
while
the
on the clock.
Main recreation there, right? I mean, that's it. Drinking and banging. What else is there to do?
Well,
you get reception
you'd
in
like
your
to think
I don't
they
know.
Would find something that the enjoyable besides self-destruction.
Well,
but okay.
Plenty of time for it, you know?
The 10 states with the most on-the-clock drinkers are Alaska, Maine, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Delaware, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Nevada all tie at 50%. Indiana, 46%, and Connecticut at 45%.
Huh.
So Massachusetts comes in very low on the list of daily or on-the-clock drinkers. Maybe they wait till after hours.
Listen, I'm a professional over here. I'm waiting till happy hour. I got to head over to TGIF. I'll meet you there. It's my birthday, supposedly, as far as they know.
The survey also asked people what they prefer, beer, wine, or liquor. And liquor dominated.
Well, it's the quickest. Liquor's quicker, you know. Unless
yeah, as an alcoholic, I switched to hard alcohol because beer was always filling me up. And it took way too long to get where I needed to go.
A lot of
and
peeing,
I found
too.
Whiskey was way more effective.
Yeah.
It also brought me right down. That switch over was
that was the problem,
my
huh?
God, I'm going down fast. Speaking of hard liquor, Fireball is going to be selling eggnog this Christmas. I don't know if you're into Fireball shots or want to try what it would be like in a thick, milky concoction, but Fireball eggnog, everybody.
I think it'd be delicious in an eggnog, actually. You know, cinnamony and... I like a Fireball. I haven't had one since I was in freaking college, but boy, were those delicious. Boy, that's a girl shot if I ever heard of one.
Oh,
like, give me that.
Is?
It's sweet. Oh, I love that. I wasn't going to do any shots of whiskey, that's for sure.
All right.
Nicole, you know what I'm talking about. She's over there smiling.
Yeah, I do, but I actually hate Fireball. So.
Oh, you must have got sick on it then, huh?
No, I just never liked it. I would... It's just not good to me.
What's your drink?
Tequila.
Really?
Yeah. Or beer. I'm not really picky when it comes to drinking, but that in particular, I wouldn't do.
Like if you're going to do a shot, you do a shot of tequila?
Or yeah.
Like if you were ordering a mixed drink, what would you get? Just a marg?
A Moscow Mule. Or
So is that vodka based?
Yeah. Or you can do a tequila mule and a margarita, mojito, you know.
Are you just a one-drink girl, or...?
No.
That girl parties. You kidding me? She's 26 years old. She's single.
Well, I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, she seems like she's... She certainly seems to have it under control she's out, if she'll go out and party.
Two max.
She's not someone who shows up to work
max.
Each day at the last second, you know.
You're a liar.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Two
what
max, and then go home and
oh,
have another.
God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please.
All right. Police dogs are extremely well trained and disciplined, but they are still dogs.
The dogs 26-year-old
love guy Brandon Harmon in Kentucky, Smithfield, Kentucky, a few weeks ago, he managed to kidnap a police dog by luring it over to him with Vienna sausages.
Oh. You'd think that police dogs would be above that, but man,
but
sausages.
They're still dogs.
That's true. Bottom line, they're a dog the whole time.
The cops figured it out after they picked up Brandon for trespassing, and he asked him if, hey, you know what happened to your police dog? And they said, no, we don't. And of course, then they realized he was the culprit, and he's been busted for it. Dumbass.
What an idiot.
Why would
he could have kept the dog. Why would you say anything about it? It's your
what
new dog.
Hell,
God,
what's
you
wrong
just
with you,
got a
dummy?
Police dog. You can probably sick it on people. Jesus.
How's my time? Oh, I'm going to skip ahead to this story. This is fun. Okay.
What a minute you got.
A survey asked people to name the top outdoor activities that make them feel like a kid again. And here are the top 10. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, you're missing one of the important ones. I can't
believe
it.
Before you do that, the outdoor activities, we should all say, like, the first thing that popped in my mind was getting on a swing.
Swings is the first thing on my mind as well. And swings is not on the list.
What? Getting on playground equipment? How can that not be top of the list? I always feel like, oh, I remember this. Oh, this feels
right. Well,
the bicycle
and look,
for me.
Okay, a bike.
There's other stuff that you think about, like a slide, but I'd go, I don't want to do a slide as a grown up. I'm not
swing.
Doing that.
I want
a swing, I'll do. So here are the things they say. This survey asked people to name the top outdoor activities that make them feel like a kid again. Hiking is at 10, flying a kite at 9. Mm. For the record, we bought kites. A couple, I don't know, early in the pandemic. And frankly, it did not hold these kids' attention. Now my kids are, you know, they're modern kids and they're pretty young. So maybe that you need to be a certain age to like kites. But they did it and then they were over it.
And there's just not that much to it. Once you get the thing up there.
It doesn't do much. You're right.
It doesn't do. Then
there's a
there
two-string
you are
kites
it.
That you can control. Those are fun. You know.
Yeah, that's, you know, I thought, okay, she's 5 or 6. I'll get her the regular kite. We'll see how it goes. And yeah, they got up there and she was like, okay, now what?
Okay, you hold this, Daddy. I'm going to do something else.
Right.
For bugs.
Being on a boat, going to a river, running, riding bikes, going to a lake. Sari, you had a lake growing up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Going to the beach, camping, and fishing is the number one summer activity, top outdoor activity that makes people feel like a kid again. Fishing.
I guess mostly because I haven't really done it since I was a kid. I liked fishing, though, growing up. I mean, that was pretty fun.
I'm totally not into
it. I was Becky, and my brother was Huck Finn, you know.
But I know, like, for example, your brother loves it. He's probably
fishing. Oh, my God. He's probably fishing right now, Ben. You're absolutely right. Guy, he lives for it. He couldn't wait to get to Florida. I don't know what took him so long.
To go there?
Yeah.
Well, he had a nice place to stay. He had a great deal going.
I guess he did.
That's what took him so long.
It wasn't as much fishing. He used to walk down out on the bike path and bring his fishing pole with him, just stand at the bridge and fish. I'm like, you can eat anything that you catch there? And no, just fishing. Tug is the drug.
Oh, the tug is the drug. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Fireball eggnog sounds great.
It does.
Know Fireball and Rumchata taste like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. Mm. A Rumchata?
See, this is just, these are danger drinks because you're going to throw up. The sweeter it is, the easier it goes down, the worse for where you're going to be. I try to avoid things that taste good. Give me the rotten stuff. I mean, drink-wise.
408 says, homeless and transient folk take people's dogs all the time in San Jose. It's a crime epidemic in the Bay Area.
Wow.
Wow, I've not heard of that.
No.
I'm surprised and sad to hear that. That's awful.
It is awful because that's somebody's dog.
415 says,
I love our dogs.
Have you already mentioned the new Cormoran Strike book coming out tomorrow?
What?
What?
Hold on. Let me get a look at that.
415,
I'm so excited.
You just took my head clean off. I am so happy to hear
God.
That.
This is the best news I've heard all day. And
if you don't know
decent...
the Cormoran Strike books, they are excellent.
Is it Robert Galbraith that she writes under? These are J.K. Rowling books, but she writes them under Robert Galbraith. Let me see. I can't spell. Robert Galbraith. There it is. Cormoran Strike book 5. Would that be it?
It'd have to be.
Pre-ordering this bitch. Hold on here. Oh, Troubled Blood. It's the new one, Vin.
It's there.
Lethal White was the last one, I think.
Yep.
Yep.
It's there. You see it.
It's there, but it's a pre-order. So it says, hold on. We'll be released September 15th.
Come out tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow. Tuesday.
Nice.
Oh, I love that listener so much. So happy.
Maria from Napa is right. You guys are definitely not talking about Big Brother enough.
There's just not that much to say, you know?
Every time Sarah says not a lot has happened, I yell at my radio, but what about? And what about?
I don't know. It's just like kind of a boring season. Like there's, I like the season where you go, oh my God. There's no oh my God moments. It's more like, oh, that.
Well, you know what? They do. One thing they do is they bring up the thing that would make the show great, and then they don't do it.
Right. So what like, I should do is this, but I'm not going to because I don't want to swing and miss. So I'm going to keep this as dull as possible. I can't wait till they start picking. The one nice thing is they got like three more people to get out of there, and then everybody else is in the same alliance or
then
in these two alliances.
They have to start eating themselves. Right.
I can't wait for that to start happening because then it'll actually be there'll be some fireworks. It'll be fun.
Any second now, Brandon's going to take over my screen with a clock. So before he does, I'll say we'll read more texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Nice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.